Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. And, Drew, it's a great day to be a duck.
Yep, you're right about that. Maybe a goose, since it's kind of chilly out there, too. It looks like today the temperatures are coolish around the region. We've got a lot of 30-degree temperatures this hour from really north to south across the area. The only 20s are out there in the north. But we are going to cool down some additionally across the region as we go forward through the balance of the week and into the early part of the weekend. Going to get downright nippy again. We do have some rain out there this morning occurring from Ohio and southeastern Michigan back through much of Indiana and down to southern parts of Illinois and southeastern Missouri into Kentucky. Most of the intensity of the rain is light, but it is going to work its way eastward as we go through the rest of the morning and into the afternoon. Should be out of the way fairly quickly, though. I don't think we're going to see it prevail for very many hours. There will be colder air coming southward, and we're seeing some snow occur across the Great Lakes region at this hour as the colder air starts to push into those areas. For the rest of the day, though, today, we're expecting the afternoon temperatures to peak out mostly in the 30s and 40s across the northern Midwest, and lower areas will probably see 40s. So really what we've got out there right now is about as warm as it's going to get for today. A little bit of a warm-up maybe by a few degrees, and then we'll turn right around and cool off fairly quickly tonight. Highs tomorrow will be mostly 20s and 30s in the northern parts of the region and mostly in the Great Lakes region, while 30s and 40s occur in the lower portions of the Midwest, including all of the Ohio River Basin and Missouri. And we'll likely see a repeat of that again on Saturday afternoon, and then we'll start to warm things back up again with temperatures by the early part of next week back into the 40s across the Great Lakes region and 50 and 60-degree readings likely in the lower parts of the Midwest, with southern Illinois and Missouri warmest relative to the rest of the region. A lot of warmth, a lot more warmth, I guess I should say, will be present in the plains over a big part of the next week to 10 days. A lot of concern still on for the hard red winter wheat country, where there's still a great need for much greater amounts of precipitation over those areas. There's not much precipitation that's occurred recently. There are several storm systems slated to impact that area as well as our own backyard here. Looks like there will be a fairly frequent succession of small weather disturbances that will be marching through the Midwest after a short-term break. Well, we won't see much precipitation over the next couple of days. There will be a little shot of energy coming through the western Corn Belt from portions of South Dakota and Iowa down into Missouri. That will occur mostly as we go from late Friday night into Saturday. And other than that, there shouldn't be any well-organized precipitation in the Midwest until a frontal system moves across the region on Sunday. Going into Monday, that frontal system will produce rain and snow in the north and just some rain showers in the south. Moisture totals with that event will probably run a tenth to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, not expecting it to have a huge impact on the region. But it does bring some cooler air back into the region again. So it's going to be difficult for us to warm the soil temperatures up across the lower parts of the Midwest. And between that and the moisture that's out there, is going to be difficult to see aggressive early season planting activity occur for a while. There will be an increase in storminess across the Midwest as we go through the first week in April, so be aware of that. And this will include many of the areas that usually get planted earliest, so we'll be watching that. In the meantime, there's not much that's changed in South America, although Brazil is going to be seeing some better harvest conditions coming up for a while. The center, south, and northern areas, of course, were very wet for a number of weeks. They are going to see much improved conditions, and Argentina is going to continue to see just about ideal late-season crop development potential. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.